At W.T. White High School in North Dallas, Rachmad Chayati's AP Chemistry class is balancing redox reactions.
5Br minus plus 6H plus plus BrO.
About 25 minus. Students are sitting forward in their chairs, waiting to be called on.
Patrick, I know you were absent when we started covering this.
Yeah.
Do you have any problems?
3/4 of the students at W.T. White are Latino, and another 12% are Black. And they're killing it on the AP exams. Senior David Davila is taking 5 AP courses this year.
AP English 3, AP English 4, AP Chemistry, AP Government, and AP Economics.
He says he's not confident that he can pass the exams in every subject. They cover college material, graded on a scale of 1 to 5. A passing score of 3, 4, or 5 lets him earn college credit.
I definitely feel that my teachers are preparing me as best as I can, but I understand also that it's more about their resources being there, and they're definitely there.
These resources come mostly from a Dallas-based nonprofit called the National Math and Science Initiative, or NIMSI. The group offers Saturday study sessions, pays the hefty exam fees, and gathers teachers together for professional development. Greg Fleischer, the NIMSI chief academic officer, is trying to get more students ready for jobs in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics called STEM fields.
There's plenty of studies that show that students who do well or even take these exams have a greater likelihood of matriculating into a STEM field and graduating from a STEM field.
He gets his money from sources as varied as Exxon, Texas Instruments, and the Gates Foundation. He's been working in Dallas High School since 1996. That year, in the pilot schools, 75 Black and Latino students passed the AP exams. Last year, nearly 1,300 passed.
Here's a chance to know what a true college course is like under the nurturing of a high school teacher versus, in most cases, a very informal lecture hall.
A generation ago, only the top students took AP courses, the ones who were likely to pass the exam. In Dallas, many students take the exam. So while the percentage who pass is lower, the total number of passing students is higher.
Is it better to have 20 out of 40 students pass AP Physics, or is 10 out of 10 better? Quite frankly, I think 12 out of 40 is better than 10 out of 10.
NIMSI offers another perk, cash, $100 to each student who passes a math, science, or English exam, and $100 to the teacher for each passing student. Last year, Chayati got a nice $2,600 for his passing students.
The way NIMSI helped us grow the program is by opening the doors to everybody. If you would like to take this class, you can. Now, we're not going to drop the standard.
Chayati's former student, Grace Knott, got a 1 on the chem exam. But she says her teacher, whom the students call Mr. T, prepared her for chemistry in college.
I was one of the students who was able to keep up. And the only reason I was able to keep up is because of the backing that I got in Mr. T's class.
Knott is in her first year of teaching biology at Grady Spruce High School in South Dallas. Hundreds of school districts across the country, from Connecticut to Alabama, have signed on to the program. Many more students will be taking AP exams this spring, with Dallas students leading the charge. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.